שבות, פרק ו', ושאמרו חיי ציצים, ושאמרו אין חיי ציצים, לא מטעמי ולא מטעמי, חוץ מקרום שעל גבי המאקו, והאגד שעל גבי המאקו, והקסקסים שעל גבי השבר. So that's up to here, he discusses the Indian of mitamim ולא מטעמי. Then he says, והשיר, now he starts discussing Joseph Tzitzit. והשירים והנזומים והכתבויס והתבויס, עצים חצצים. If, let's say, in other words, a bracelet, a ring, I mean, anything, any tachshit that is placed upon the body of a person, if it's tight, it's a chtitze. If it's loose, it's not a chtitze. Because water penetrates. Now again, you can ask, according to the Rashita of the Rabbis of Rashi, so if it's makbid, so even if water can penetrate, it's still a chtitze. So we have to say, the Rabbis of Rashi limited only to a rubei hamakbid. So then it would be midraisi chtitze, if water couldn't penetrate. So maybe the Rabbanon is a chtitze even if water can penetrate. But if it's mutei, if it's mute a makbit, so even if water didn't penetrate, it would only be a chitzin drabonon. So the mele, it would be exele for the chachomim to be gaze that even if water penetrates, it should be a chitzin. בייסאסטורים בינסו חיצית בפנוי עין חיצית because she's not מקפדת סמיובי שלקה בימאקו והכחול שבעין הרי הוא אין חיצית הדום והדיי והדבש והחולוב וסחב עטוס וסחבתנו in other words the juice of berries. Let's say of raspberries, sravateno, the juice of figs, usrava shikmo, it's also a certain kind of a fig. Usrava charuv, the juice of charuvim, I mean, I don't know how could a charuv have juice. I mean, charuv is very dry. But in other words, you can squeeze it out. So, yveishin chaytetzi, if it's dry, so it's chaitzit. Why? Because people are makbit. Lachin ein chaitzit. Ushok lasrofim, bilachin yiveishim, chaitzit. Mipnei sheim sraf, luluche peireis. Vakchul shechus laayin, harinu chaitzit. In other words, all these things depend upon the subjective attitude. So that could change. It could change, I mean, because the subjective attitude of people today does not have to be exactly like the subjective attitude of people hundreds of years ago or thousands of years ago. But in Astam, if it is established beyond the shadow of a doubt, that certain things that the Mishnah, that the Sefte says, that the Ach Tzitzel, because people are Makbid, that the attitude has changed, so then we can be Mako. But in Astam, if it is not established that the Tevav Neodom has changed, so you have to assume that it hasn't changed. And on the whole, it seems that whatever the Mishneh or the Brisa and the Sefte says, that people are Makbid is true even today. It's true even today. But, of course, there are certain people, I mean, who don't care about anything. I mean, they can wear all godim with all kinds of stains. I mean, they don't care. But only if it is established that people are not makbid. Otherwise, it has to be assumed that whatever is mentioned in the Shulchan Aruch, that people are makbid, so even today, they are makbid. So, he says, V'akhul shechus la'ayin al-chitz, tse yoshetach ha-satsipeiren, shalui kineged ha-boso, v'amayim v'abotzik shetach ha-satsipeiren, אפילו כנגד הבוסו הרעילו חייציצים. In other words, if there is say תחס הציפרן, so תחס הציפרן שלו היא כנגד הבוסו, so then it is a chitzi. But if it's connected to so it's not a chitzi. However, mayim and botzik, but I mean, and botzik she tachasatz even tachasatz peira and I feel connected to boso sari lechitzi. Kshu shol godol sheni makvid aleihem. Voeiv ve boser hamtul doli biyodo marim uein lechitzi. In other words, that an eiver amidulto, an eiver amidulto, a loosened eiver, so it's not a chitze, because no person is makpid to take off the eiver amidulto. I mean, he wants the, even though the eiver is an eiver amidulto, and he's not happy about it, but no person in his right senses, when he takes a shower, let's say, so will rip off the eiver amidulto. So mele. It's not a chitz. Rabbi Yechon me Yisiv Eimer. Yisiv Eimer. Rabbi Yenison. Rabbi Yenison ben Yisiv Eimer. Tzipir en Shepir Sorubo Elusin Neo. Most of which is already torn off. Harezo in a chitzetzes. Kol ha-chitzes in Bikelim. Chitzes in Binido. Uvigea. Bishas Tvilo. Uvichul in Ein chitzetzin. What do you mean the chulin chaytzitzim? So that's a special kule. In other words, if the purpose of the tefillah is to be eichel chul mitar, because bisman chazal there were many Jews who are makpi to be eichel chul mitar. So these things are not chitzelikabei that. Why? Because all these things are miuta makpid. Miuta makpid is not chitzel midrais miuta makpid, but it's chitzel midrabon. So since miuta makpid is not a chitze midraise, so mimele ligabe ich lichun bitare, what the tefillah is, in order to be able to eat chun bitare, so mimele the miuta makpid is not considered a chitze. Pirish lemitami. Now the Rashi is meforish. Pirish lemitami. Shemitzin tumo. Imuzav, v'noga b'en atoya, v'lemitamin shemachlisin tumeim v'itoya v'nog ma'azav. Chutz mikrum kolim ha-chutz mikrum v'ag v'kaskasi, v'kol ane ha-chutz kayom, v'shekulam dinen kikrum. Hashirim, v'tabois, mikam v'ilech ha'er b'dichtzitzi. Utzin tchukin if it's tight, if let's say a bracelet or a ring is placed tightly on the goof, so then it's a chitze because it doesn't allow water to penetrate. Our boso, when boso ritzi said the perik chovies b'sar shabes, milosh noz beraglay, shaloi keneged aboso, shatzi peirin godel, veidev la boso, so medina di gemore, and that's the p'sach l'shonoruch, if you have a nail that protrudes above the flesh of the finger. So, and suppose you have tzeir, if you have tzeir in the protrusion of the nail, beneath the protrusion of the nail, so that people are makpid, so mimele it is a chitze. But if there is tzeir keneged aboso, not in the protrusion of the nail, above the boso, outside the boso, so then it's not a chitze midina digmore. Why? Because people are not makpid. It could be, today, this is one thing where many people today are more sensitive than, let's say, than in Zman HaGmore. There are many people who would be makpid to remove a tiny piece of tzeye that is under the fingernail, even if it's kneged aboso. So, mele, according to the Rambam Shite, it would be a chitzi. So, in other words, it would be a chitzi. So that's the reason as to why the minhag developed that a woman before she goes tefillah she has to cut off all the nails, even though midina digmore there is no such aloche that she has to cut off the nails, as long as the nails are clean and there is no chatzitze, so she could be tefillah even with the nails. But because sometimes there might be a certain piece of dirt beneath the nail, beneath the nail, and if the woman, let's say, happens to be very fastidious, and that she's makpedes on any kind of dirt, so then would be yachtzitze. So because of that, so the minhag developed that she has to cut off the nails altogether. But midina de gemore, in those days, so say that is beneath the nail, kineged aboso was not yachtzitze, because they were not makpid. And but botzek, even kineged aboso, so they were makpid, botzek. שרץ הפירן, אבל כנגד אבוס מהחיסי, כשהוא של גודל שאיני מקפיד עליהו, ואיב אל אבוס עמדו גדולים בעודו, אמר נחית את זה, רבי ניסים יהיה, לא, הוא יורא לי לא, לא. שלא כנגד אבוס, שרץ הפירן גודל, ואיב אל אבוס, בני דהו בגיע, איז דיגר זה, בפור אורי כחובים, what did it mean, בפור אורי כחובים? בתפילה ספור, so everyone who was engaged in the saskes of the פור האדומה, had to have tefillah. So anyone who was engaged with the Por Adume, so had to have tefillah. So Mimele, even if he was a Toya, so anyone who was designated to be engaged in the saskes of the Por Adume, in the Sreif of the Por or other things, so had to have a tefillah. So Mimele, so if something that is a miuta makpid was a chitze, even though it's a rabono. Mashikhu, or let's say if somebody, a ger, is misgayer, so there too we apply this chumre, that a miuta makpid is a chitze. Is a chitze. Chom shi nisgayer. Uvichum ein chitzitzin. But if the purpose of the tefillah is to eat chum bitare, so then we are not so a miuche hamakpid, which is only the rabbonon, doesn't apply to that kind of tefillah. Do yachm rabbonon bechum? We all the tanya tefillah kol aboso the choldom rachitzes bitefillah beguf chitzes bechutrov rachitzes bitefillah beguf chitzes bitalchidaim lechum hosom lachile vihochelingi. So in other words, when one washes his hands, his neitul yadayim, so there he shouldn't have a dovar achitzit, even if it's a miut hamakpid. So he shouldn't have. In other words, if it's a kind of a ring, where a man and a woman, if it is a kind of a ring that the person takes off when he takes a shower, when he makes a mix of dough. So then it's a chitze on itil asirai. The yesh chiluk bein achilo lingi kdash kam sin indesh eil a chitze kol hamet pluim bikpeide kitone seifi didovar makvit chitzitz vichulim mit rabonon bein beod bam bimikeli kdo rabbi yichel fech denekes va tel ru bi makel of geitzes ru bi makel of geitzes kla ru bi shim mak bi shim ru bi mak bi ru mut a mak bi shim ru bi mak bi aber mut shim mak bi loy goz o nikim kapdalai plus im khloshken nu khloch im loshni so plus so tsipre kla god do kapdalai u kef meik za koy nedi shlei am loshn zike bi mali bi חס רשורם, מסך זה מזור בשיר פרש מויר, all right. The other rush is not important. Okay. So next year we'll finish Mikrois. Call your Nisa Kaylee. She echlisa shaluki da'akon. All the handles of the Kaylee that was thrust in an irregular way. Oy she echlisa ki da'akon. Or if the handle was thrust into the vessel
in the regular way, but he didn't finish it. In other words, it is not completely thrust in. Or if he did finish it, but then it broke off, it loosened, it became loose. In other words, you cannot say when you have a keli, so and then the keli has a handle, So then you could ask if the keli has a handle. And this is the handle, actually. And this is the handle of the keli. So you could ask, now, at the point of juncture, where the handle is attached to the keli, mine cannot enter. The answer is, since that's the way it's going to remain, mine doesn't have to enter. Does mine have to enter into the stomach of the person when he stays there? So in the keli, as long as the handle is attached in the regular way and it didn't break off, it didn't loosen from the point of juncture, so mine doesn't have to enter. Why? Because it's destined to remain that way. But if the handle is attached in an irregular way, so it's not destined to remain that way, so the melee, it is a chitze because water cannot enter at the point of juncture. This is the halacha. Klishi bilei de'achpim kiyilu litov. In other words, if you immerse a keli with its mouth downwards, so it doesn't allow the air to come out. Mimele, water cannot come into the teich of the kli, every part of the kli. So mimele, it's not a tefillah. He tefillah kitar kebeloi ziboyes. Ziboyes is a handle, but ziboyes is not an ordinary handle. That is like in a tea kettle. So that's the ziboyes, you know, that you have the tube. So he tefillah kedarkei below is a boyes. Shall he tefill beis yode? The literal meaning of ziboyes means a long neck. That's what a ziboyes means. So if he tefillah kedarkei below is a boyes, so shall he tefill beis yode? So achi atena al tzide. So then, because otherwise water will not go in there. So into the whole keli. Kli shu tzom mikan umikan v'rochiv min ha'emtza ini toir achi atena al tzide. In other words, if you have a keli that is narrow on both ends and it's wide in the middle, so in it's all based upon the mitzias, because if the keli is so shaped and so structured, they tzom mikan umikan and rochav min ha'emtza, so water will not be able to get inside unless he bends the keli. Otherwise, water will not get inside. Tzloichi shepio shekeya. Sloichi shepio shekeya inotiro achinachveno mitzido. Shepio shekeya means when the mouth is bent downwards. Now, I don't know whether you saw, but you have certain ink pots. I mean, the Mishnah mentions about an ink pot. But even today, you see in the offices, in certain offices, you see an ink pot that it's bent. So the melee, water will not be able to go in. You have the ribs of the kele, of the ink pot, is bent, and then it's even bent this way too. So it's impossible that water should get in, unless you make a hole in that ink pot, so then water will get in. So, because otherwise, if it has a rim that is bent in, so, and it's a very narrow opening, so water will not get in there through that opening, unless you make a hole. The Kalmel in Shalitzvakayen, the ink part of Yitzvakayen, Hoysonikuma Pitzir. So in other words, water was capable of getting in, but how could it be used as an ink pot if it had a naked? So they were careful not to fill it up completely. I suppose that the nekev was there on top, and then they only filled it up below that nekev. Now, now let's see the rav. Kol yodisakim ki yadakarbi b'chayitzibo shichnisam b'barzel shaloi kidarako b'ikum. If the handle was thrust in an irregular way, so it's not destined to remain that way. So memele it's echzitze. V'lo imir kan l'gom ha'achnisosom lo shim imir ikach ha'shrit al yodeh. He didn't finish it. O yishemo kan shigom ha'achnisosom nishtabu. כלי שנתבילי דרך פיו כאילו לא טובה וכל כלי שבתחיל הסכנסוס ממים כפי על פיו אין המים נכנוס לסכם because that doesn't allow the air to escape, and if the air doesn't escape it cannot be filled up with water אף הוא מכניס כול היד שיתן until he bends it ולא יעזי בויס שלו היטביל ביציוני ביטל ביציוני. In other words, suppose you want to be tameful, a good example would be a ticket that has the long, how do you call that? The thing, the tube?
A spout,
all right. So if you're not matted a ticket, so then water will not get into that spout. You have to be mate in order to enable water to get into the spout. Ulohe kol is a boy and she nikhe shokli. Vina bayim boy mera she itan al tzine. Vichol hanen mas nisim kule taime. So it's all based upon one time. She yoveyu hamayim bichol. Even the first case of the Mishnah, where shechlisi shokli kitar akon. So again, if the handle is not fixed the regular way, so then water will not be able to get in. And if it's fixed the regular way, so certainly water will not get in. But then it's not necessary that water should get in, because it's destined to remain that way. But if it's not in the regular that way, you are going to fix it. It's not destined to remain that way. So mainly it's necessary that in every opening, water should be able to come in. And water cannot come in into every opening. So mainly it's achzitzit. Kalmarin kli shemanichin bei es adyei v'chkin esin doshen reim. Kalmar, ve'isi mehen shepien shekia lezichon, kili shishopech adyei, afilo im yopech alpiv, v'im itbile kidarkei, why do they bend in the rims like that? That the ink shouldn't spill out very easily, rather. V'im itbile kidarkei, namayim nichnosim b'chol ha'shokua, shesobif mipiv. Now, the question is about. So, the the Mishnah Chayne as the Kashi. Umiyo, actually, I turned out today because of a Rav she called Hanan Masnissen, Tamayo she Yavu Amayim Bechula, Al Korcho, the lady, the Miyuti she Nimak with the Chaytet, Mikol Mokim Tzor she Yavu Yikul Amayim, Umiyo Bitzlechi she Piyo she Keya, Tzor Liyashi, Amayim Nitoi Achi Nakveno, Ho Ashikua, Have a Bisa Story, Vim Tzor Bias Mayim. I mean this, when you hear a Shikua, if the rim itself, if the rim is bent and like this, so isn't this here inside? I am putting it now outside to see. So isn't that Pesach story? Is that different than, let's say, than the mouth of a person? So it's Pesach story. So Mele, it's not necessary that Mayim should come in, just it's not necessary that Mayim, every time the person is stable, that the mouth should be filled up with Mayim, with Mishnah Torah. So here too, the Shikua of the ink pot is a Mishnah Torah. So he says, it's all Chleimar, the holy beers Mayim, me boy, can little say Perikhe. Because Mishnah Sarav Nikamu Mishnehei, the Bisa Storim, the Kalim, Afilu Rolei Binon. So it's a kasha because the Rav says in Mishnehei that Afilu, that Gabi Kalim, so Bisa Storim does not even require a Rolei Biasmai. That's the Shinis of the Rav. So Mele, here it's like Bisa Storim. So that's a kashe against the Rav. And the Rash also says, we'll soon see, I mean that perhaps Gabi Kalim, so Beis HaStorim, does not even require that it should be role in his mind. Of course, I mean, why should we distinguish between Kalim and Odo? If there is a loch, that role in his mind is being on, so it should apply to Kalim too. Now, I mentioned there is a machlekes between Teisves in Kedushin Daf Chofei and the Ritu. So Teisves in Kedushin Daf Chofei says it's midraise the aloche of Rohul Biasmai. But the Ritva says that it's all midrabonon. So apparently the Rav Batanore Shite that distinguishes between Kelim and Odo must accord with the Shite of the Ritva that Rohul Biasmai even by Odo is only midrabonon. Since midraise there is no requirement of Rol Biasmayim only with Rabbonon, so the Rabbonon applies only to Odom and doesn't apply to Kelim. So Memele, the Kashi is why do we have to perforate to make a nekev in, let's say, in the ink pot? But the Shikua itself is a Mishnah story. So we could give a very simple teretz. What's the definition of Beis HaStorim? Beis HaStorim is, by definition, means that it's not normally seen. Even though sometimes it can be seen, but it's not normally seen. Now, so that is called Beis HaStorim. Now, suppose if the ink pot is made out of glass, and usually an ink pot is made out of glass. I mean, the Mishnah doesn't limit it to an ink pot. Then it says Kalmorin, but it says, I mean, it's Kalmorin Adietes in a tail. So that means Klish Manichem Bisadie. Alright, so that's an example. But the example that is mentioned is of an ink pot. Now, an ink pot is usually made out of glass. Now, glass is transparent. So, Mele, the Pshat could be that it's not considered Bisa story. Because it's transparent. But in a chaname, if it will be made out of some other substance that is not transparent. So when you look at it outside, you see the whole shikua, you see. You see the whole shikua, the inside too. So mimele, it's not bisastori. And that's the definition of bisastori. Bisastori means, let's say, the inside of the mouth, or the nose, or the ears. I mean, of course, you can look into it, the ear, but it's not normally seen when you meet a person. So do you see, I mean, the inside of the ear? If you put your eyes into the ear, so then you'll be able to see. But otherwise, it's not seen, so that's called a bisastori. A bisastori, if you look into the mouth, so then you see. But normally it's not seen. But an ink pot is usually made out of glass, and glass is transparent. So you see it, so maybe it's not considered bisastori. Alright. Hakar ve'akeses shalei, a pillow and a blanket that is made out of leather, harilutzrichin sheyoveyu bohen amai. In other words, so it's necessary. In other words, so it is a pillowcase, a pillow. It's not only today that a pillow and a blanket has a pillowcase. So always it was always the same way. So mimele, since it is aimed to take out something, it doesn't remain closed. The pillow and the blanket that is enclosed in a case, so it is not destined to remain closed all the time. So mimele, water has to come inside. He has to come inside. So Ariel Tzrichi Rimamai, Hakabu Shishikhevo, Vakesu Shemisim Tachis Mikashiso, Shiyoveyu Beyamai, Lisechon, Shederach Karmi Kesi Shalei, Lahachnis or Lahitzi Mashem Sechon. So it's not aiming to be closed all the time. So Mimele, Mayim has to enter. However, Kesi Sakulo, a round pillow and small one, Sheisi Masorim Tachas Mavishesayim, Hakado, a ball, Vehuimum, it's a certain kind of a block. So, Tfu Sheisi is all of a Samano, Vuosu Mei, Umimal Nesi Bissar, Bimuchi. So it's possible to open it up. But the fact is that it's never opened up. It always remains closed. Vakameye, what is the kameye? So also you have tzavo, and then you enclose it in a leather case. In a leather case. And a kameye is not aiming to be opened up. There's the purpose, this should never be opened up. So mimele ve'atfilo, and the tefillah shel yad or the tefillah shel rosh, and that doesn't require b'dikei al pi din, so it's not aimed that the batim should be opened up, even though it's possible to open up the batim. It's to open up the batim, but since it's not aimed to be opened up, so it's not necessary if you have to be teveil. Let's say tefillah, tefillah shel yad, let's say when tume was neig, I mean now. Now it's not relevant because to me, we cannot become toya anyway. So when you have to be tefillah, one of the tefillah, so you don't have to open it up, the batim, because since it's not aimed to be opened up, or a bowl, you could open up a bowl. Now let's say, sometimes, you know, all the globes are in the form of a bowl, and as a matter of fact, you can open it up. But it's not aiming to be opened up. So if you to be tevel a globe, let's say, that's like keses agulo. So you don't have to open it up. So water doesn't come into the teich of that globe, doesn't matter. it doesn't matter. In its chiddush yavei amayim, zeh haklal, kol shein darkei lahachnis ulehetzi, teivim stum. Now, so it's sinu aloche, that even if something, if a certain keile, hesitayich, if a certain keile, hesitayich, but if it's not aiming to be opened up, so the mele, it doesn't matter that water doesn't come in. But with look, we should say that the teich of the globe, let's say, or the ball, or the keses akulo, should have the din of a bisa story. I mean, what's the difference between the teich of the globe and the mouth of a person? So the aloha is the mouth of a person that you have, it has to be whole, be a smile. And assuming, all right, the Rav Shiti is that Ligabe Kelim, it's not necessary that it should be whole to be a smile. And the Rash has a suffix in it, but not all Rishenim agree with it. So all those Rishenim who do not agree with this concept that the requirement of whole to be a smile by Bisa story doesn't apply to Kelim, so the question is, so what's the basis of this aloche? Why is it better than Beis HaStorim? Why is the teich of the globe, of the kesakulo, of tefillin, the teich of batim, better than Beis HaStorim? Beis HaStorim definitely is the batim of the tefillin. It's Beis HaStorim, it's not seen, unless you open it up. But why is it better than Beis HaStorim? So this din that the Rav mentions in Mishnehei, so the Rash also says that. He says, Umiul Yil, Gabi the end of the Rash and Mishnehei, Gabi Mago Bitisefte, Mashma, the Abisastorim declare Hashinon Bichitziklau. Bichitziklau. So. That's what it says. We'll soon see whether it's the same shita as the Rav or there is a difference between. Anyway, but not all the Rishonim agree with this chiddush of the Rav that by Bisastorim of Kele, so the requirement of all the B.S. Mayim doesn't apply. So why do we say that Zaklal coaching Dakal Hachnis will hate Timistum? But let's go over the other missions. Because they all discuss one Indian. Now, Mishnah Gimel. Eilu Shein Tzrichim coaching Dakal Hachnis will hate Timistum. Eilu Shein Tzrichim Shiyaveyu Be'amayim. Now, Mishnah Gimel discusses in Mishnah Dalet discuss nuts. What kind of a knot? Suppose you have in a kele, in a beged, you have a knot, a kesha. So naturally, if you have a knot, so you couldn't, water couldn't come in the midst of the knot. It's impossible. So what knots do you have to loosen, open up, and what knots do not constitute a chitze? And you don't have to open up. So it's the same principle. If the knot is in it lahati or sometimes, let's say, if you have to be table in shoe and you have the shoelaces, and there is a knot in the shoelaces, that's in it lahati because you every time, I mean our shoes. So it's you will always open up the knot every time you want to take off the shoes, so you open up a knot. So the mele, you have, when you have to be table the shoe with that knot in the shoelaces, so you have to open it up. But if it is a kind of a knot that is not imid lahatia, it's not destined to be opened up. So mele, you don't have to open it up for tefillah. So elu shirin tzrichim shiyavei b'amayim, kishrei oni. So, in other words, the rags of an oni, of a poor man. So, now he cannot afford to buy new godi. So mele, he always, if there is event, so the oni, I mean, today, we probably don't have such mitzvahs. Today, every oni, sometimes the biggest oni, so might lead, you know, the lifestyle of a millionaire, and sometimes vice versa. All right, so kishri oni. So the nuts in the legs of a poor man, it's not a midlahati. So the mele, it's not a chitzitze. And the fringes on the baguette, it's not in Midlatia, the fringes, the chovich of sandal and the knotted thong of his sandal, so that's not in Midlatia. Utfilo shel reish, end of the tefillin shel rosh. So, bizman shul choitzo. You know, you have the kesher in the tefillin shel rosh. So sometimes the kesher is very tight. Sometimes the kesher is very loose. If the kesher is tight, it's not likely to be opened up. But if the kesher is loose, so you have problems, so then it's aiming to be opened up. You'll probably either you'll do it yourself, you'll open up the knot and change the kesher, or you'll give it to a sefer, someone knows. But if the kesher is very tight, so then it's not aiming to be opened up. So tefillah shel reish bizman shul chutzo, when it's tight, so it's not aimed lahatir, so it's not a chitze. Vishal zreya, and the kesher and the tefillah shel yad, so sometimes it slips down. In many tefillah, it slips down. So then it's aimed lahatir, because you are destined to ask a sefer to change the kesher, because it gives you a lot of trouble. Sometimes in tefillah shel yad, it slips down all the time. So you have to go to a sefer, and the sefer has to make what is called a Chofetz Chaim Kesher. I don't know why they call it Chofetz Chaim Kesher. Just because the Chofetz Chaim discusses it, so they call it the Chofetz Chaim Kesher. So we mail it. Bizman Sheino, so Bizman, Vishal Zriya, Bizman Sheino, Ilo Vierenes. In other words, if the Kesher and the Tefillin Shel Yad has already a Chofetz Chaim Kesher, so then it doesn't slip down. So we mail it. It's not a chitzitze. V'yos ne'achimos. And the ears of a neid. So the knot in the neid. The neid, that is, how do you call the neid? I mean, it's a water. It's a water carriers. I mean, use it. So it has a tight knot. I mean, the general rule is, if it's a tight knot that is not aimed lahat here, so mele, it's not chitz. We wasn't a talmud. And the wallet of the shepherds, of the rei, so it has a knot, and that knot is very tight. It's not a midlati. That's the general rule. So again, what is the general rule? If it is not tight, if it is a midlati, so mimele, it is a chitze. Hakesher shemiparakesim shemikatev. The knot that is in the shoulders of the undergarment. We suffer shall sadin. I suppose that today the mitzias is different. If the hem of a sheet is emet latir, I don't think that today the hem of a sheet is emet latir. But in those days, it was emet latir. They regularly opened up the hem of the sheets. All right. Now these things change according to mitzias. Tzorich l'mateach. So you have to open it up. Well, if you have to be table, let's say the sheet, Utfilos shel reish, or etzlim bizman sheina chitzah. Suppose the kesha in the tefillin shel rosh is not tight. Vishal zreya bizman sheina v'yeredes. Suppose the kesha shel yad in the tefillin shel yad keeps on slipping down all the time. Every time you put it on, it keeps on slipping off. The titur. So then it's a mitlahat. Ushnitzi shel sandal and the straps of his sandal. So that is a midlahate. Ubgodim sheit bilon mechut. Now, then something else. Ubgodim sheit bilon mechut bosi. Achi vavivu. So if you have to be tevil garments, godim, and so if the godim that you are tevil are already wet, they're already wet. So then, if you see that the bulge, the begad bulges, so melitzeraye, so that's enough. Why? Because if it bulges, so that means, now let's see, shivabu kishemadu odom begad b'mayim, elin kibmin avabuiz b'mayim, bubbles. In other words, here the Mishnah discusses a case that where you are tevil beggar that is folded. If it's not folded, so then there is no problem. So you just immerse the beggar. If you spread out, let's say, the beggar, and you put it in water, so you know that you are tabling. But suppose you immerse it in a folded manner. The beged is folded. So then you have to be sure that water, that every part of the beged was moistened. Sometimes if you fold the beged and you put it in water, so the inner foldings might not have become moistened with water. So you have to be sure that every part, even the inner foldings, so the kipulim, hapnimiyim of the baguette, so are also moistened with water. So how do we know? So if it is if the baguette that you are tevil is already wet, so the moment you see that it starts bubbling, so then. It's enough. Why? Because if it bubbles, so it's a raya, that certain parts of the baguette are in water. Otherwise it wouldn't bubble. It wouldn't bulge. If certain parts of the baguette, now let's say, suppose the baguette is folded like this, and you put it in the mikveh like this, and it starts bubbling. Now, so this part of the baguette is certainly inside the water. And since the baguette in its entirety is wet, so in its tefiach latfiach, so that means that all the water that overtakes the baguette, even though originally it was soaked, let's say, under the faucet, this baguette might have been soaked originally under the faucet. Then you folded that baguette and you put it in the mikveh, and it starts bubbling, bulging. So that part of the baguette that starts bulging is certainly immersed in the water, and the drops of water that is absorbed in the other foldings of the baguette are mechuber to the mea mikveh. So the mele it's considered as if the whole baguette had been immersed in the mikveh. And even if klapishmai is galye, that some kipulim of the baguette were not even immersed in the mikveh itself. But it doesn't matter because of the aloche of chibur, because the water, we learned that in connection with sadus. So in other words, so the water like that, there are inner foldings that might not have become moistened by the Mea Mikveh. But it doesn't matter, since it's wet anyway, and the drops of water that overtake, that are absorbed in the inner kippurim of the beged, are mechuber to the drops of water that are inside the mikveh. So in Meile, it's considered as if every drop of water that is absorbed in the inner foldings of the beged are inside the mikveh. But suppose it will only give him, suppose it's right, so then he has to be sure that every folding, every kippul of the beged was immersed in the water. So how will he know that? In other words, if it starts bubbling and then it stops bubbling, so that means that water has penetrated into all the kippulim of the beged. Alright, now let's see the Rav. Kishrei Oni, Kodesh Shel Oni, Shenitchu Mikosho. Hakesher Ahu, Hilchosu L'Hat Aleila. Hilchah Yitzchok L'Atir B'Shas Tefillah. Kishrei Ahu V'Yolom Mai. V'Animin, the fringes, Nimim P'Silin Shezich L'Asvas Asot Nolinoi. V'Yitz Beg Shorim, V'Nasuin L'Hat Aleila, like the fringes on the talus. I don't mean it as itself. I mean the fringes that you have on talus hanging. V'Chavish Al Sandod, the knotted thong of the sandal, as naim sheish lo tzuyish al sandal, in tzor lat hakesh lo mishas tefillah, shenei sikesh os lahat, bizman shochetsu mitztayit, shakesh achitzese shnamayin chosn liseicho, vei besayi enze, kishakesh amu ilo kiofi, vozen ilo os lahat, ufi shos liskayin, in tzor latir mishas tefillah, shal zvei hakesh shal tefillah shal yad, bizman shenei lo vieredes, dimad nika kecher harbe, no tzuo ilo vieredes bein, vioz neachimus, oz neaneitish, memshor imudoki, tumel kizdeilo, shal yesh lisnorein, ולשמיקו כל ילקות פרקסי ליבוש התחתן של הבוסו והוא פוסוע בכסופי וכשלאיף שיקי של הקטף ובשסף שתמתירת וסוף אשר סוד נצורך ומתח הכמות שיש בסבוסי עלינו כשעל המים בני סן הכמות למתח לפשטון ולמושו כמו להגים תכם כהי על השמץ ושנת של סנדל the straps of his sandal ריצוי שקשר בהם, שיבבאו כשמדו אודום, בגד במים, אלא כמעט בויז במים. וכשהם חובוסים, ממש כתפייך עליהם, משישחילו המים מבבאי עתיה, לפי שהושקו המים הבלויים בויים מהמקווי. אבל כשניגו במן המים בויים וכולי, אז שיוניחו מבבוע, ששעוד עמד ולסות בו ויוכל לשעות חי, שינם מקווי חבו כל כך, תריך ממים כשמיקו פה, מתחכך מבב מהמים, וכשנוחים מבבוע, ביודוע שבו המים וכלי, בוט אם פיצוקת, so it's not necessary that Bo'amayim b'chulei, because even if not Bo'amayim b'chulei, but we say in this part of the beged the mayim came in, and the other drops that are on the beged, even though they originated in rinsing it under the faucet or in mayim shuvim, it doesn't make any difference, but they are mechubat l'mei hamikveh, so it's considered as if every drop that is absorbed in the beged, so isn't the mikveh. All right. Kol yodei zakeilim sheim aruchim. Kol yodei zakeilim sheim aruchim. All the handles of the keile of the vessel that are very long, v'yosiplikeitzit, and he's not going to keep such a long handle, and it's destined to be cut off. In other words, suppose a keila has a very long handle, a handle like this, but it's destined to be cut off partly. So in other words, so it will be cut off at this point. So mabilin is admikim amido. So in other words, so you don't have to be taping with this part of the handle, since this part of the handle, it's not, you see, it's not an integral part of the keila anyway, but if it is destined to remain, so then you have to be table it as long as it's attached to the keila. But since it's not destined to remain, so mele it's kikotzes dome. It's kikotzes dome. So mele, when you are table the keila, you only have to be table the keila plus the part of the handle that will remain after you cut off a part. So if you are going to test it to be cut off at this point, so you only have to be table the handle up to this point. This part of the handle you don't have to be table. But Bill is at him a so the Rav says, Vashor, here is the Rav. But Bill and Mikim Amido, Vashor in Zorch Twilight. The Holy Middle Hotel, Kihotodon, will have a titel, Mikim Achtahatsme. The Bisa Storim decaying in tone be as my Biodom. We say the Bisa Storim decay, Bisa Storim the Odom, the Bisa Storim the Odom. Nay, in ain't tuning be as mine, be no holy be as mine. Bisa Storim decaying, after the holy be as mine, Luitzriche. The Odom Makpichom. They know the Makpichom. So he says that it's not even necessary that it should be roll be a smile. It's not even necessary it should roll be a smile by Kale. Now, that's the Rafshi. So what was the kasha that bothered the Rav? In other words, here we say, Madbinlan became a leader. So in other words, so we say, Kikotus Nam. So this part of the handle, since it's destined to be cut off, doesn't require tefillin. But the question is this. Now, he was stable up to here. Now, after the tefillin, he cut off. So this surface did not have any water that will come in contact with it. So Mimele, so that in itself should be a chitze. So that's the kashe. So the Rav says, because that's Bisastorim. And if that is Bisastorim, so Mimele, there is no chitze. And who will be as mine doesn't apply to him. That's what the Rav says. Otherwise, so the tefillah wouldn't be a good tefillah. Why? Because no water after you cut off part of the handle. So then we see, it turns out that on this surface, which at that time was so-so, but now no water came on this surface. So the answer is no. That surface at the time of the tefillah, the present surface at the time of the tefillah was a bisastor. And even though it was not holy b'yasmayim, so we don't require that it should be holy b'yasmayim. That's the chiddush of the Rav. Now, Lifluk, he got it from the Rash. Now look in the Rash. I mean, there is nothing else in the Rash except this one. In Mishneh, Madbilat Mikim Amidon. So the Gemara in Mechum explains as to why it's all right even if that part of the handle was not immersed in the mikveh, because it's a imid lechotech, so kechotodom. But then the another kasha. V'dvar teimu, the mikol mokim levech tzitzel imkim chtach. So the imkim chtach, no water was capable of penetrating there. So it should be chitze. Veilei madayir biyodi shel chulies. The mikom haraptav. Achiyad bil klatabas. Maybe we are dealing here with the handle that consists of links in a chain. So mele, when you after you remove, let's say, 5 links, so then that means that the other 5 links that remain there, so water touched the surface too. So it's not mashma that this Mishnah deals with the handle that is constituted by links of a chain. Veilema, the Havaki Bisa Storim, the boy be as mine, the Mikomo can hold the Bias mine be known, get up in a family cushion, fake the naked, whom you will have a mago, be decepte, mashma, the Bisa Storim, the Kli, Loy Hashinom, the Tzitze Klaal. וחשים המחציצי כלל. Now, taste is a home. Oh, Madbil da fein gimo mit alle. Madbil hat nicht ein Mido. Aber mich, wie im Thema, wie doch lewech zitze, da bin Mute am Akbit. Die Mute am Akbit treht sich bechen mit mein Bodo. ויש להם הדעיר ביונס הכלי, העשויים כאין חוליאס, כאיסום שלשלוי של ברזל, העשויים בתבויס. העשויים בתבויס. So this is gives the terrace of home. That here we are dealing with a handle that is constituted by links in a chain. So in Mele, after you remove, let's say, five links, so the other five links that remain, so had all the water pass over the surface of the outside of the last link. Let's say, but if it's not a handle that is constituted from links in a chain, so in a chaname you cannot be tevel up to the point where you're going to cut off, because then it will be a chitze and the bichimachtach. How about this story? So this v'shita is that the halacha of all biyasmayim applies to kelimot, kelimot. Now, then he said. So he says, the mikom kol biyasmayim ino kedam rinam ferekam ridushim ferek tenekes. Umi ulil gabi magab disefte mashma adam bisastorim dikli lo yichashinom bichtzitze klam. So bisastorim obikele we are not cheshish for chtzitze. So that's the shita of the mechab. All right. I'm sorry, that's the shit of the Rav. That's the shit of the Rav. Right. Rav Yudei may Rashi Yadu Eskule. So Rav Yudei is chilek on this din that it's kichot or domen, just because it's destined to cut off, to be cut off. So the Meile is considered kichot. Shalshel is ligod labo tvochim vishalkot nasoro madbino ad mikim amide. So that we suppose you have a pail that is used in drawing water from the well. And then that pail has a chain attached or tied to, has a chain attached to the dleep, to the dleep. So in other words, you don't have to be tabled the whole chain. You don't have that. And it is different. And when you want to be tabled the dleep, so many times, you attach the chain to it. So then you pull it down. You pull it down, then you pull it out. So you don't have to be tevel the whole chain, but just up to the point where in all probability it will be cut off. So the derech was, so if it is a gligodl, so then that required what was the standard chain for a ligodl, for tvochim. For tvochim. We shall cut naso, because that is the mitzias, that was the standard. The size of the shalshales and the rest, in all probability, would be cut off, would be removed. Madbilo nad mikim amido, raptalf meimir achi yadvil eskolat abas. Achevel shu kosher mikupo in echipo el mikitofa. Now let's see the trap. Rav Yudei meir vin halochik Rav Yudei. מדבילה מכיו עמידו, הדל לגוד ולדיו לקוטו, ואשר אותו יבין צורך תבילה, ואפילו כל צמידה לחוץ את הבא שבשל שלס, אם יצורך להדבילה, תחוץ את הבא. שכל את הנקמה, suppose the דל לתפוכי, the middle, the standard middle. So, he ends in the middle of the tabas, of the link. In the middle of the link. So he doesn't have to be tabled the whole link. Only that middle of the lane, that half of the lane. But the other half, he doesn't have to be table. And in other words, since the middle ends in the middle of the link, so he has to be tevel the whole link. The whole link. Alright. So the Rambam applies it and mentions it in Perkhof Milcheskelim Ligabitume, not Ligabitzitzi. In other words, that means because there is a loche of Yodis by Tume. In other words, suppose a Sheretz comes in contact with the Kele, but the Sheretz doesn't touch the Kele itself. It touches the handle of the keli, not the keli itself. So the whole keli becomes tummy. Why? Because that is yad litumi. Now, suppose you have a box and the hevel is tied onto the box, and then let's say sheretz will come in contact with the hevel. Will the kupa become tummy? No, because it's not considered as yad to the kupa, inasmuch as it is not attached in the regular way. Now, what is the regular way? If you want a something to remain there, so then you sew it to the coupon. But if you just tie it and you don't sew it, that means that you don't want it to remain bottled to the coupon, that it should remain there all the time. So, mele hachevel shu kosher b'kupo ein chibo elem kintofa. Elem kintofa. So then, if you are tefer the hevel to the kupah, so then it becomes bottled to the kupah, and mimele it's a yad to the kupah. So if a sheretz will touch the hevel, so the kupah will become tummy. But if the hevel is just tied to the kupah, and it wasn't sewed to the kupah, so it doesn't become bottled to the kupah, so it doesn't serve as a yad to the kupah, and you cannot transmit tumor to the kupah by touching the hem. But the question is, the Mishnah Chayin raised the question, what's the Shaykhah here? Who is concerned now with Tume? Let it mention in Kelim. The Rambam mentions it in Perikhov of Kelim, this Allah. But why does the Mishnah mention it in Mikvois? So the Mishnah Chayin says, which seems to be very simple, is that it has relevance Ligabe Chitzitze also. Because for the same reason that we say that if the hevel is sold up to the kupo, so then you cannot. Then it's considered mechuba to the kupo, and it's considered as a yad to the kupo. It's as a yad to the kupo. So memele, it can transmit to me. So memele, it will follow that if the hevel that is tied to the kupo is also sold to the kupo, then. So it's not a chitze. So even though at the point of juncture where the hevel is sold to the kupo, water cannot go in, but if it's mechuba to the kupo, so it's part and parcel of the kupo. So just as the mikemach tach, the juncture of a handle of a kele, is not a chitze, unless it is fixed, it is done in an irregular way. But if it is done in the regular way, so then it's not a chitze, even though water cannot go in at the point of juncture of the between the handle and the keli itself. So here too, so it's like a handle. But if it isn't sewed to the kupo, it is just tied to the kupo, so it's not like a real handle of the kupo. So memele, it's a chitze, because at the point of juncture where the hevel is tied to the kupo, water cannot go in. So memele is a chitze. Now, how will we explain this din the Mishneh? This din the Mishneh that Yodes Akelim Shimaruchim Vyosit Likeitzitzon So Magbilad Mikim Amidu. So Teisve, the Rambatinore, the Rash, the Yoles, the Kashe, but the Mikim Achtach, Mayim couldn't come in, so that should be a chitze. So Teisve says, that this Mishnah is reference to a case where the handle consists of links in a chain. But if the handle does not consist of links in a chain, so then you cannot be teveil up to the middle of the handle on the basis, because it's a imit nikotzis ki kotzis tame, because then it will turn out that the mikimach tach did not have any water. So there was a chzitze in the mikimach tach. That's teise shita. So teise shita definitely is, that the halacha of Rol Biasmain Binon applies to Kelim also. Now the Rav says that the halacha of Rol Biasmain Binon does not apply to Kelim. It only applies to other. Liflog, it's following the machlekes between Teisves in Gdushin and the Ritva in Gdushin. Now we raise the question, what's the pshat in what is mentioned in Mishnah Beis? That is mentioned in Mishnah Beis. That keses agulo kado kameye tfilo the batim of tfilon and in tzricha shiyomevi amai. Why coaching dalkel hachlis lehetzi tevim stum? So, but what? But why? But water didn't come in, so it should be a real chitzi. And all right, since it's not tevim hachlis lehetzi, so it's bisastoy. So mishlim according to the Rav, we understand. We don't require all this mind, but according to Teisus Yechum. So the halacha of Rol Biasmayim applies to Kelim too. So why does the Mishnah say Kol Shin Darkel Hachnis Lehitzi Tevim Stum? We learned in the previous perek lifluf shechutz la'ayin is chaitzitz afilu lach v'lifluf shebe'ayin eine chaitzitz v'imu yoveish chaitzitz. But if you have room inside the eye and it's dry, so that is a chaitzitz. That is chesis. All right. So the Agoyis Rav Kivedia, that's in Simen, this halacha is mentioned in Simen Kuf Tzadik Ches Siv Zayin. So Rav Kivedia mentions a tshuva of the Rama Mipanya. In other words, Rav Nachman Azari from Italy. How about, you know, every person sometimes has dry lifluf in the nose. Dry lifluf in the nose. And it bothers him too, you know. But sometimes he has it, he can't help it. And it bothers him, so he's marked it. He wants to get rid of it as soon as possible. So does that mean that when a person has to go to tefillah, he has to make such a cleaning of the nose? I mean, to remove all the lifluf, all the dry lifluf inside the chitam. So Rabbi Kivedia says as follows. That's the tshuva for Rabbi Nachman Azari. Lifluf yovei shebiseicha chitam lo yinit noteiro lemalachei ashos uma shehu bechalal aguf afilu rohu lebi asmaim lebino elu bimokim shedarki liis mizgale lipomim kintichayim ubisastorim ukmotim. In other words, let's say under the arm. So it's a misastorim. But why is it a misastorim? Because normally it's not seen. But it can be seen. It can be seen. But if it is something, so he says, Vinochen Nizoya Meid al Svasa Chaitem Bifnim, Shalo Yiu Ben Lifluf Yovish, Avo Becholo Apnimi, Pshite Shini Maki, Vamachmelo Yikpit Elo Pitzeya Sachaitem, Vein Tzeyo Elo Yeitzeis,
קצת להחפוקה בגיב החייתם אוי בכלולי בפנים שאני יצס עדיין עד כאן נשאר. In other words, so, and they all mention this chiddush in the name of Rabbi Nachman Azari, Rama Mipane. So, that there are two kinds of Beis HaStorim. There is a Beis HaStorim that is not normally seen. Let's say, the mouth. So it's not normally seen, but sometimes it is migule. When a person opens up the mouth, so certainly what is near his teeth is seen. And let's say, if the svasachetem, let's say, the svasachetem, so if there is any rifluf right here, so it's also Beis HaStorim. But sometimes it is seen. You see, the svasachetem. Mashenken, if somebody has rifluf in the gevachetem, that is never seen. That's more than Beis HaStorim. That's Beis HaBalua. So in other words, when do we say, so Rav Nachman Azari says, when do we say that Mekein Beis HaStorim requires Rol Bias Mayim, that is, if it is Beis HaStorim. But if it is in Mokim HaBalua, that doesn't even require Rol Bias Mayim. Doesn't even require Rol Bias Mayim. So there's a Jewish Rabbi Meir. If let's say the doctor put in a woman's womb a ring, so many women have a ring in the womb, so then it's not a chitzi, because on the basis of the Ramami Pan, well, it could be on the basis of something else, because it's in a makpid, she never takes it out, but apart from that, so Rabbi Kimeja says it's not a chitzi, because that's in Mokim Bolua. In other words, what is called Beis HaStorim is a place that is not usually seen, let's say inside the ear. So it's not usually seen, but sometimes it is seen. Unless it's very deep inside, inochaname, then it's not a chitzah, then it's a mokim bolua. So the Ramam Pane says that if there is a lifluf and the svasachetem, that's also a Beis HaStorim. But it has to be rolu b'yasmayim. It has to be rolu b'yasmayim. And if it's not rolu b'yasmayim, so it is a chitzah. Masha'im ken, if it's megeva achetem, that's in Mokim Balua, that is never seen. So Memele, that does not have to be Rol Bias Mayim. Now, what will one say if a person has a pacemaker in his heart? So, that will be a chitze, it has to be Rol Bias Mayim. He has to go to the doctor and tell him to open up, in other words, to take out the pacemaker. So of course, it's not Chayef. So why not? Because that is a Mokim Balua. It's not. It's more than Beis HaStorim. There is a distinction between Beis HaStorim, that means that is usually not seen, let's say under the arm, so it's always not seen. It is seen many times. So, but if it is never seen, and it's impossible to see it, so then it's a Mokim HaBalua. Mokim HaBalua does not require Rol Bias Mayim. So Memele, this din in the Mishnah that says, Keses Agulo, Vakado, Viomu, Vakameya, Vatfilo, in Tzrichin Shiobeyu Beimamayi, so Zeaklau, Kolshin Dalke, Lahachni, so Heitzi Tevim Stumim, like a globe, a ball. You never open up what film, the bottom of that film, Shal Yad, Shal Rosh, you never open it up. So that's not just Beis HaStorim, that is a Mokim Balua. Mokim Balua. Mokim Balua doesn't require a role of Bias Mayim. Yeah. What? What do you mean mezuzah? Open up the mezuzah, you would have to open it up. Because mezuzah requires bikin. Tefillin doesn't require bikin. We discussed that in Gittin, connection with Shil. Alright. Now the next Mishnah. Mishnah one. Bisham ayim. Now the question is, so why? Now one second. Why does the Rabbi Achinore say, in connection with Kol Yod Esakeli, Shema Aruch, Viosit Lekeitzit, Mabil Nisad Mikim Amido, Bode Mikim Achtach,
should be achtzitze. So he mentions a chiddush that not all the shinim agree with it. That whole bias mayim doesn't apply to be sastorim. But here we could say that's a mokim balua. At the time of the tefillah, it was a mokim balua mamish. The answer is, since we say that it doesn't require tefillah, the other part of the handle doesn't require tefillah because it's destined to be cut off, so it's kikotzes dome, so mele the mikimach tach is not considered a mokim balua. What is considered a mokim balua if it's not destined to be exposed, to be opened up? But here it's destined to be opened up as a result of breaking off the part of the handle. So mele a mokim balua it's not. So a mokim balua it's not, but a base astorim still is. It's like the under the arm. The under the arm is certainly destined to raise the arm, so then it will be seen. But since it's not seen normally, so mele it's called base astorim. So the fact that it's osidli koteis negates it as a mokim balua, but it doesn't negate it as a base astorim. Mishtavov, Bishamayim mad bin Kham Bitzainen, Vilitzainim Bechamin, Vyofim Biroim, Uroim Biofim, Ubisilim Rimad Bili. Now, so the Rav says, what's the time of Bishamay? Imad bin Kham Bitzainen, Dechum Mashkin, Tarab Mikvela Mashkin, Vilvat, Vitamashok Lechit, Vinashok Leles, Aro, Bimini Mine. Chamin bechamin, biyofim biyofim, umorim bimorim. Avon mishin minei, eina shokim beyalas ben, velinita ramayim. And according to Bisilel, even if it's not the same mean, so there is still a shokim. Bisilel imam adbili. That's the Rash pshat. Now, the Rash, chamin bitzeinet, bishamai gazre, dil mechayis aleyem, velinage bahdode, u bisilel loy gazre. So the Rash mentions another time because Bishama is gaze here. In other words, if it is Yofim Biroi, so Memele he might not make a good ashoke because he's Chosale. He doesn't want the heretofore Mayim Yofim Tmeim to get spoiled. So Memele because of it. And Bisil is not gaze. Now the Rosh also discusses the Rosh. Bishama Imri, Mayim Shenitmo Mashiklim Mikve Bimteri, Vichashim Bishamai, Shemul Yasikim Yofe, Kishimim Mikve Deim Limai, Dechai Shem Yiskal Komeimo, Kach Piresh Rabbi Shimshi, Vikoshal, Roim Biyofi Maikl Neima. So that's Shishayach to say Yofi Biroi, so it's Chayes. But Roim Biyofi, why is that there then? No Ashok. Maikl Neima. Bishlim Yofi Biroim. Is litam bishamai the Rav Shimon perish? I mean parenthesis. He says, "Kibish li yof moroim tom litam bishamai ali b'Rav Shimon shuniskal kayof mat nitvolin b'mokimo iku el roim biyof like lamei chashach shoshi ba'afilum tinsolim asho yasikin ad rabe yasikin yisam yisay yiskinan nitvolim shem moim matevin shem tevin oitay ma'achin ikla bishamai v'yirel u'miforeish. שיטיים של בישמיים, משום דריך לא משקין, אין למטרה במקווה, ולטרה זמיים באשוקהו, משום דטלה, אגב, מהמקווה, ויסבל בישמיים, לטלה לא מים כייצבן, יפיצמים במיני, וכי מוצאים לפי של רמב״ם זר. So that's the Rambam's pshat, and the Rosh pshat, and the Rambam at Nore follows their pshat. That according to בישמיים, it's הלוך in השוקה, that it has to be the same kind, the same mean. But if it's רואים ביופים, יופים ברואים, it's not the same kind, so there is no ashok. And the Rash shite is because of exere shemo yochesal. Kli shu moli mash vi biloi ki ilu loi tovau ilife keile is full with meperis, yayin sheme meperis, not mai. Any mashke other than mai. So if it is mayim, so then there is a shokim. So the mayim in the keile become mushit with the mayim in the mikveh. So maybe it's not shayach to say chitzit. But there is no Asher, there is no Asher Kami Peres. So if the Kele has Yayin, so Mele, there is no Asher Kami Yayin. Since there is no Asher Kami Yayin, and the Yayin is, it does not become Mechuber to the Mimikve, so Mele, the Yayin is Echtitze. So the Kele itself cannot have it Vile. Because in order that the Kele should have it Vile, so Mayim must fill up the Kele. How can the main mikveh fill up the Kele? I mean, it's already full with the Yayin. So the Yayin doesn't allow the main mikveh to penetrate into the Kele. But if it is full with Mayim, so then that Mayim itself becomes mechuba l'main mikveh through the halacha v'ashoki. So the Mayim of the Kele is main mikveh. But if it is Yayin, so we cannot say there is no Ashok and the Yayin. So the Yayin, the Kele, does not become converted into Memikve. So Memele it's Echtitze, and the Tvile and the Kele remains Tame, because no water of the Mikve entered the Kele. So Kli Shomal Mashki Vile Kilei Tovah Mile Miraglayim Reinei Som Kilei Mayim Mile mechatos, achiye ba amayim al mechatos. Rabbi Yisei Meir, afilot limar zikur, vein be'el revis, kilu lo itoval. Now let's see the rab. Mile mashki, ki yayim ishamet peiris, vichom mashki chuzi mayim, kilu lo itolom shum lechait, vidav kishlo ishtal amareyen, shlo izbatu me mayim. Mile miraglayim, rein eisom kile mayim, di miraglayim min mayim, וכשהסיקו עליהם ממקווה, נעשה חיבו להם, ולא חייצה ונתרק לי. ויש דברים שגייסן, ראי נסום כלי יאי, ואם היו משתנים מעריהם, וחזר למערי מים, מזבק לו ממים ונתרק לי. וכגייסן זו מוסה ונסף, מילים לחטוס, עד שיהיה בו המים על מחטוס, מים שהזקצ'ו, ואיפה פורו, ממזים על תמי מייסים, עד שיהיה בו המים על מחטוס, שיהיה ריבה כלי, פונו, כדי שיהיה בו ממקווה נכנוסים בי, על מחטוס של בסייחי, ומבואה ודאינו בתומוסי, והרי אם כשום מעסקים, שחיצים בין הכלי ובין המקווה, now this is a big חידש. After what is מחטוס? מחטוס, במציאס, is water. It's plain water. So, now, by water we have a deal of השוקה. So, ממילא, why is it necessary that some of the mechatos should come out from the kele and then and may mikveh should enter it, so that the mikveh that enters the kele will be more than the mechatos that is inside the kele. Even without any may mikveh entering the kele, mechatos is mayim, so the halacha b'ashoke should apply. So the Rash says that's a special rabbanon. The Rash says as follows. עד שיהיה בו המים של מקווה על מחטוס. משהו, הויל ויובה תומי, וחשיבה משום שסייה, לא יבק לה אלא ברובה, it's probably the rabbi. This is what the rabbi said. This is what the rabbi explained. רבי יסי מאיר, אפילו כלי מרזיקו, ואם ביל רביס, כאילו לא יתובל, רבי יסי says, that an account of the קדושה, of מחטוס, an account of the chshives of the mechatos, so mele, so even with rov it doesn't become bottle. So in other words, only if all the mechatos is emptied out from the kele, then you can be tevel that kele in the mikveh. But as long as there is a reviz of mechatos left, even though we have 20 reviz of the main mikveh entering the same kele, so it's still echtzitze for the same reason as the rabbonon. But according to the rabbonon, so mishum because it's an avatume and the echshive mishum jesaye, so there is no ashoke unless there is also hope of main mikveh entering the kele. And according to Rabbi Yisi, even we draw, so there cannot be any Ashok. It's probably the Rabbah. Now, מילה מחטוס מים שנזכרת שמי פפורר ומהם אז מלטמי מייס ושיר המים מחטוס שרלקלי פונו ושיהיו בממיק ונכנוסים בי על מחטוס שבסייכם ומלא עבדיים בתומוסי והרין כשום אשקי שחצי מן הכלי רימי המקווה כולם מצויים ואם בל רביס מחטוס שום אשקי כי הוא לא טוב על ציון רבי יסי רביס מאשקי מרביס מחטוס שבסך הכלי פייס למטווילה וחצי נפלו שכלי גודל עד שיוסר הרבי שום אשקי אוי שום מחטוס ויעזו וידבו לו מרעיקון ונהלוכי כרבי יסי נמי שזי כל איך לי מצטרפים ליפסי לסגביו וחוצי פרס that was one of the יתחס דובו that זיקני בישם וזיקני בסילל הוא המסעקים that הוא איך אל משקים פנאים or השאי זה משקים פנאים or איך אל איך לי פנאים so he becomes פוסל לאכל בתחומו so כל איך לי מצטרפים אוכל. In other words, so how much must eat in order to become possible? Chotzi pras. What is chotzi heavy pras? What is a pras? There is a machlokes between the Rambam and Rashi as to the shear of pras. According to Rashi, the shear of pras is 4 beitzim. That means 8 gzeisim. Because the kazayis is chotzi beitzim, so in pras, the kazayim deachin as pras. That's the shear of tziruv. So pras, according to Rashi, is 8 beitzim. According to Rambam, pras is 3 beitzim. Now here, that's in. So in regard to tziruv, in other words, if somebody will eat, let's say, a fifth of a kazayis, and then will stop, and will wait a minute. And then we'll eat another fifth. And then we'll wait a minute. And we'll eat another fifth of kazayis. So if from the time he started to eat the first fifth of the kazayis until he finished eating the last fifth of the kazayis, so he didn't elapse more than it takes a person to eat four beitzim. Now, four beitzim, what is the shear of four beitzim? So according to some sefer, it's 9 minutes. It's 9 minutes, constantly. But the other shit is that's it. So that's the shear of pras, 4 beitzim, according to Rashi. According to Rambam, 3 beitzim. But here the takone was that if somebody is echel echot mein, he becomes nipsel echel betrumo if he eats chotzi pras. According to the Rambam, Rashi, that the pras is 4 beitzim, so chotzi pras is 2 beitzim. According to the Rambam, that the pras is gimel beitzim, so chotzi pras is beitzim chotzi. So kol ha'ichu mitzdav nifzag viyo bechotzi pras, kol ha'mashkin mitzdav nifzag viyo berviz. Ze chiyu b'shei se mashkin tmei mikve she'osu b'isho ha'mashkin kemayim. Alright, tera. Kol ha'ichu mitzdav ochli chotmeim b'chama minim. ויש בכל חוצי פרס שהם שני ביצים לרשי וביצים מאחס לברמב״ם וסתור ונשתות ויוסים ואנחנו תחומו חישות מכמה מילים של שבע משקים שמיים יין שמש חולוב דם טל שאילו בלבד נקחו עם משקים כולו מסתרו עם זה עם זה ליבס להגביע בלבי זלוב תעשים כל איכו אשר איכו אשר יוכל וכל משקה אשר ישתם ועמי לימד על איכלים שכולו מסתרפים ועל משקה שכולו מסתרפים. So zechim abishis emashkim tmeim b'mikve shos v'shamashkim k'mayim. So there's the chumre that shis emashkim tmeim has over and above mikve, because gabi mikve it's only mayim k'pasel gimulugim mayim shuvim k'pasel, but gimulugim shomashkim don't pasel. Mashen kin li gabi shis emashkim tmeim doesn't make any difference whether one is shis revis mayim tmeim. Or when he says, let's say, Shomashkin, Revis, Shomashkin, and name of the Shiva Mashkin. So it's still possible. Oh, Shosh be Shomashkin, Zavio Kimayim, Vishomashkin, Samik, Vishomashkin, Kimayim, Iname, Shomashkin, Mashlimin, Shomikim, Sokimayim, the Zimikimayim, the Mikvish of Shomashkin. So the rabbi is too shotting. What does it mean? Zechim, Vishis Mashkin, Mikve. So one pshat is Mikve. The psul of Gimlugi, and the other pshat is Rikabe the Ashlome of Memson. Now Mishnah has. Oh, how are you going to make
וישוס המשקים תמאים, טוב על ויקיון תמאים, מפני שאינון תארים, בגור, יפסם בדי תכלם תמאים, סוי ביקרים תומי, לאחל בתרום, וישוס המשקים תמאים, then he was stable himself, and then he threw it up there, he threw up there. So the Eichlin remained Tamei. The Eichlin remained Tamei. We do not say the Eichlin remained Tamei. True that the goof, the person, became Toyeya, so we do not say just as he is Toyeya, so the Eichlin that he had swallowed in his organism at that time, because the tefillah took place before he threw them up, so they also became Torah, because the tefillah is effective ligabe. Tefillah is effective ligabe odom. Tefillah is not effective ligabe eichlin. You cannot be mitayeh an eichlin tomei by immersing it in the mikveh. So mele, true that the eichlin were inside the organism of the person, and the person himself became Toya, but that did not affect Tare on the heretofore Eichlin Tmeim that at that time were inside his organism. So maybe when he throws them up, so it's Tomei. Shoso Mayim Tmeim, suppose he drank Mayim Tmeim, Toval Veikiyom, then he was stable himself. So he himself became Toya. And then he threw up the mind meim. So the here to four mind meim are also toyer. It sounds a little strange, but that's the halacha through Ashok. This is how all the Rishonim explain it. On the basis of Ashok. So, in other words, there is halacha of Ashok. So mind meim by being mechuber to meimim mikveh. So they become Toyeh. So here too, since he had these mind made in his organism, he had them in his stomach at the time of the Tefillah, so Mele, and his goof was immersed in the mikveh. So when his goof was immersed in the mikveh, it doesn't mean only his goof, his externals of the goof. His own goof, the internals as well. When a person immerses himself in the mikveh, so that means that the internals are also immersed in the mikveh. Even though water cannot penetrate into his stomach and come in contact with the mayim, but that's the halacha of tefillah. That when tefillah, you see, the halacha